John Rainey, District 14 State Rep, joins us this morning. Hi, John. How are you?
Doing great, Scott.
Great.
Enjoying the weather.
Yeah, well, you know, a little bit of rain is okay, as long as it's not too much of an inconvenience. Speaking of weather, boy, we had great weather, perfect weather for Inauguration Day.
It was beautiful. I was unable to attend. I had some problems here at the bookstore, but Elizabeth enjoyed it, and she had some good seats, and it was a beautiful day over there, she tells me.
Well, those students, when you run a bookstore, those students are kind of important when school starts.
They sure are.
Yeah, I was by one of your locations yesterday. They seem to be lined up. That's always a good thing. We know, of course, that there's $113 billion out there. That's what Glenn Hager has told us, anyway. And we've got $5 billion that we're going to be moving over into highways. But you, I presume, will still be on the Appropriations Committee. And if you would kind of explain to people, since that is a 300-pound gorilla that has to kind of be broken up into pieces, how you really do that, how you look into the different aspects of government while you're on the Appropriations Committee.
Well, we have multiple committees, subcommittees on appropriations, and I do hope that I get to stay. We won't know our committee assignments until probably around the 1st of February. But we have multiple committees. We have committees that take on health. We have committees that take on education, both education, public education and higher education. We have a committee that I'm on that looks at transportation. And there's, I guess, one on state affairs. It just runs the full gamut. The committee also looks at all the state agencies. So that's where all the work begins. We've got to solve our highway situation, and I think that we have a good start at that. I'm concerned about oil prices going down and how that affects it. I know Comptroller doesn't seem to think it's going to take an immediate effect, and I guess we're all enjoying the low gas prices.
Oh, yeah, we do. We do like that. John Rainey joining us this morning. We spoke to Senator Schwerter yesterday as chairman of the Health and Human Services Committee, the problems that have been going on with contracting over there. And I know that that's something that is a concern. What do you see the legislature doing looking at the contracting, not just from HSS, but all the state agencies? What do you see the legislature doing to look into these contract processes?
You know, I don't know exactly what we'll do, but we do need to look at all of those things to make sure that those contracts are being fulfilled and that they're being offered out in an honest and straightforward way. We need to make sure, and I hate the word because we hear it and it's misused so much, but we do need to make sure that we have as much transparency as we possibly can in all of those contracts. And we don't need to be hiring cronies. That's just we don't need to be doing that.
Yeah, Texas Tribune has a pretty interesting article this morning talking about what agencies spend how much when it comes to paying for tuition. And I'm not sure that I'm against tuition reimbursement for some people who are on staff. That is important. But the Health and Human Services deal came up because I think one aide got $97,000. And looking at it, the Department of Transportation spends over $10 million in tuition. And I guess since you're on the subcommittee that oversees transportation, I don't know, does a $10 million number on face concern you a little bit?
Well, you know, it does. I guess you have to look at that on an individual basis and why they were doing that. If it's just if it improves the staff, I think we probably need to do it. If it doesn't, if it's just kind of a gift, then maybe we shouldn't be doing
that. That's a pretty good gift, too, if they're paying, well, for instance, $97,000 out of Commissioner Janik's office for one individual is pretty high.
Okay, that seems high.
John Rainey joining us this morning. And of course, you're also in higher education. Now, any thoughts on the Obama administration's at least plan that they're floating out for the first 2 years of community college to be paid by the government?
You know, it's kind of frightening to me. We already have so many entitlements from a federal level that cost the taxpayers money. There, years ago, I had an economics professor that kept ordering this little book that he required his students to read, and it had an acronym. It was TANSTAFL. And that stood for There Ain't No Such Thing as a Free Lunch.
And you remember it to this day, obviously.
I do. And matter of fact, I'm going to try to find another copy of that book sometime to reread. But Somebody's got to pay for it, and that's the problem. I know that we do need to encourage people to go to community college, and we need to make sure our community colleges are doing a better job than they are. Something like only 30% of the college students that go to community college ever finish. Now, I think we have a whole lot better rate at Blinn here in Bryan than that, because we have a really good transfer rate to A&M, and those students are very successful. So I'm not criticizing Blinn in that regard, but overall, the success rate of community colleges is not quite as great as I think it should be. The other thing that we need to do is we need more vocational and technical training in the state. That's just an important thing. We need people that can do jobs like plumbing and electricity, and we need people that can do these biotech jobs that are going to be coming into Bryan College Station, and that's going to require technicians that run computers and do lab work, things like that I don't understand,
sure,
frankly.
Yeah.
But we need to be having technical training for folks that will give them a skill that's marketable.
Finally today, as talking to Senator Schwertner yesterday, I don't remember the last time, if ever, an attorney general has moved into the governor's mansion. So this was a guy who really didn't come through the legislative branch of government, but rather through the judicial branch of government, has certainly been point man on a lot of lawsuits against the federal government. Any sense as to how this administration may be different based on that?
You know, I really don't know the new governor, except from a social standpoint. I haven't interacted with him when he was AG, so I don't know how he will work. I suspect that he seems and appears to be a very bright individual, and I suspect that he will learn the job quickly. But I don't have any experience to guide me in that regard.
Yeah. I kind of like the idea of having somebody with a judicial background as opposed to somebody from a legislative background, though. I think that's kind of interesting.
It's different, and we need change. We need change everywhere. I mean, that's the way things are accomplished is with some change. So yeah. I'm happy about that.
John Rainey joins us on Thursdays when the legislature is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next Thursday, John.
Okay. Thank you, Scott.
All right. See you.